Okay, so after that successful podcast we just did there, in technology failed us, I'm now trying to find the playlist for the best of Paul Weller. Why don't you talk about Paul Weller while I'm trying to find it?
Again, he came on. It was my mate Steve that got me into liking Paul Weller. Because he liked the ska music and he had the Jam.
Yeah.
And then hearing the sort of Eton Rifles, Chalkal Malice, going underground, got me liking it. And there was one song called Down at the Tube Station at Midnight.
Wait, so unfortunately we're not hearing today.
Well, no.
Because I decided we should do every opening, every track one of every Paul Weller album.
Now that's a good idea because.
Because we've got songs.
Otherwise, you're going to go through every single. Yeah.
It'd be the same.
Just choose the first one of each album, that's fair enough.
So we're going with obviously the first album, by the Jam. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, it's called Art School. We've been playing, okay. Technology's working, fantastic, here we go. Current thing now. That's my thing. Putting can down on the table. Right. I don't think I've ever heard that album. I know. What's the fucking their first single?
In the City.
In the City. See, I knew. See, that I'm so good at singing that you call that one. Yeah, I've only heard that.
I had In the City on a 7-inch. That's good. I did have quite a lot of 7-inch singles, so first of all.
That's a good song. Right. The next album is The Modern World, and here's the first track. The Modern World. Now you should know this one. Is it plays? Right. It's a quiet one, isn't it?
The Modern World then was quite quiet.
Well, it better hurry up or I'm going to smash The Modern World. It's Wi-Fi, that's what it is.
Do that in The Modern World.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Here we go. Tip off the Wi-Fi.
This is a modern world. This is the modern world.
Yeah. Again, it's that was in the same year as the last song. So they did like two albums in 1 year.
That's prolific writing if you think about it.
Because then they were touring as well.
Yeah.
And Paul Weller was 18 maybe? 18? So anyway, it's the third album. Which is called All Maud Collins, and this is called All Maud Collins. Two songs away from, well, it could be shit. I think it's going to be shit, but still comes up.
Well, stick around, folks.
God damn it. Anyway, this song's called Girl on the Phone, and it's on Certain Songs. And that's the album that's got Ian Rifles on it. Well, it's got a phone at the start, that's clever, isn't it?
Landscapes, Einstein, I couldn't.
Hangman Telephone, London. That's me being smart arse. Landscape, what? What was
landscape,
that?
Landscape, Einstein, a go-go.
What's that?
You've never heard it.
Mm-hmm. Einstein, remind me of that before the end and we'll play it. Yeah. Einstein, a go-go.
Einstein, a go-go by Landscape.
Landscape? What decade was that?
About that time.
Landscape, a go-go.
Yeah. Nobody wonders.
Okay, it's the last album, Brain is Fried. Last
so
album by Jam. So we're not going to hear that drum, the rhythm section again. Anyway, this is Pretty Green, which Liam Gallagher took for his clothing line. So this is 1984, because 83 was, I think it's 84. I've got it down in front of my hand, but I'm making the look. Anyway, this first track on Café Bleu, is that what you say? B-L-E-U.
Café Bleu.
Bleu.
It's the French.
Oh, it's French.
It's for our French friends.
Unfortunately, looking at stats, nobody in France has ever listened to our podcast.
They will now.
Oh, there you go. Café Bleu. modern piano players since Elton, since George Holland in the 80s.
No, well,
apart from this guy.
That time, around that era, Paul McCartney used to play the piano.
Yeah, but
that doesn't really count, does
he? He wrote Give Me the Regards to Broad Street. So, yeah. Fuck him. That's what we say. I'm trying to think of any other piano players.
Gary Barlow does every now and then.
I'm glad you said Barlow.
Gary Barlow from Manchester.
Yeah, Gary Barlow, yeah, right enough. Yeah, I also get, like, he was. Anyway, right, okay, so that was. What do you think
that's
the most
modern piano player that I can think of. I don't know. There might be thousands out there.
Who do you think of that song?
I actually quite liked it.
A bit jaunty. Oh, fucking Justin Dave. There we go, that's a proper. A player that transcends all eras.
You had to get them in.
I just remembered
on the wonderful band of the Jam.
Well, this is still comes over.
Chess and Dave.
God, it's amazing, right? Okay, this is the next album, and I can't even see what it says. This song's called Homebreakers.
Chess and Dave.
By Chess and Dave.
A hint of Bowie's voice, not too much, just a little.
Aye, because he was trying to do that whole soul thing, and yeah. Bowie did that in like in the 70s. Right, so that was supposed to be more. I thought maybe wrongly that all the album openers were like jingly, is that word?
Tinkly jangly
piano things. And it wasn't. It was quite cool, quite atmospheric, wasn't it?
I could relax to listen.
It wasn't shite, let's put it that way.
No, that was really good, I like that.
The next album is called The Cost of Loving, and this is called It Didn't Matter.
Pony. He's tried different genres of music.
Yeah.
He went like the song earlier was very soulful. That was a very synthesized, so it's more.
The song earlier, you mean the last song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Solway. And then that was synthy.
Yeah.
That's a word, Solway. Solway?
It is now.
Right, the next album is. Again, I can't read it. The Confessions of a Pop Group. And apparently all these songs are really piano-y ballads, so I hope they're going to like
it. So again, another road he's taken down.
Yeah. And this is one that's a bit late. First of all, the train.
Oh, we're petrified.
Yeah. It's like Sam and Dave. No, Sam and Dave, that's what I meant. Sam and Dave. Yeah, this album's got DC.
Keep on diving till I reach the end, dredging up the past to drive me round again. What is it in me that I can't forget? I keep finding so much that I never regret.
What do you think of that one?
That's really melancholy.
That whole album's like that.
That's probably one of my favourite ones I've heard so far.
Of the Style Council.
That's very melancholy.
That was her last album, so we only had four. So out of that four, you liked when it was going melancholy.
Yeah.
I think it's too melancholy. It depends what you're doing. You can just sit down and listen to it. Yeah, I guess. It's a little kind of chilling out.
You listen to that, then you hear Eaton Rifles and how different that is.
And then you think, what the fuck? It's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Which is good. I like it.
Like I say, he's not a one-trick pony. He's trying different styles, and that's what makes him good.
Right, so he lost his record contract because nobody bought that album. It would have been one person.
Oh,
something wrong with you.
I wouldn't know that.
And so he did. He came up with this album, his first album, I think it's 1991. You might know this one. His voice is exactly like that. So the next album, it's the first track, it says Sunflower. Now the next album was Wild Food. Unfortunately for you, we're not playing Peacock Suit today, because that was not an album. I just thought I'd put that in there, because we're coming up to that kind of era. Right, the next album was Stanley Road. You'll know this one. One of my favourites. I'm not sure if Sunflower, but Steve Craddock, there's an Ocean Colour scene, he plays in a lot of these. Because he was in, I think he's still in Paul Weller's band. A bit of Tully Afraid.
Why not? Well, great band to be in.
Right, so Heavy Soul, no, that was the next album. Now, Peacock Suit is in between that and this one. I think the famous one on Heavy Soul you might know, I don't think you even know any of them. If you have Paul Weller head.
Yes.
think at that point he had, maybe not, maybe the next album, he had the bass player from Lush Corazon as well. I think was in his band, maybe not, maybe the next album or something. Yeah. If you're going to have them, then.
That was a good tune, I like that.
It's the next few albums that are really acoustic, so get ready for fucking folk. He's a keeper. Except this song, which I didn't know was. That's not a keeper song.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Right, so then he put a live album out, a live acoustic album, and it's the first track. This is a really good song, I think. I'll be the judge. Brand new star.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
That's one of my favourites.
That is.
I keep saying
it's brilliant, but that's beyond brilliant.
That's
just,
really good.
I'll
give you a copy.
Yeah, really good, better than brilliant.
Really good, better than brilliant. Fantastic. That's good of you, right? No, it's better than brilliant.
Because it's also live, you can clearly hear how the guitar's being played and brilliant.
Singing and playing that well.
Yeah. Right.
So next album, I think it's called Illumination, more mellow kind of shit. I shouldn't say shit, more mellow. I think there's a banjo in there, I heard.
Yeah.
A bit of banjo.
Wow.
Sorry, tap coke again. Right, next album is a covers album. Now, I'm not sure if you know the original. If I Could Only Be Sure.
Now, if I play it, let's see if I can remember.
No, I'm not going to play it.
Right.
Now, the single off of this was they play all the time in Mazda. Wishing on a Star.
That was
good. Yeah. That was a single of the because at the time he said that he had wiped her thoughts. If I could only be sure that you love me, baby. But he wrote so many fucking songs.
If I could only be sure that you love me, darling.
Sounds like Weller, was it? Right, so the next song we did, he definitely had the bass player from Lush Corazon and the guitarist and the drummer, well, he said Steve White.
So basically he had
Steel
Council.
Yeah. And he had
There's nothing wrong with that.
Steve White was in the Steel Council, but now he was in his band again. And Steve White, little known fact, is the brother of Alan White, who was in Oasis.
There you go. Some fucking useless information for you.
Song on there, I'll play it now, just because I fucking love it. I don't know, I just totally screwed the whole thing up, but anyway. From the floorboards up.
Check this out, wait till you hear this. You'll like it right away.
It's on the same album. This is the single off of it. Let's Go is on there as well. That's another one that's on that album. Right, okay, so then he did, now from here on I have heard not a single song. So that was now about 2004. So the past 20 years I haven't heard a single song.
That so, makes two of us then.
So this song is called Light Nights. It's a good rhyme, isn't it? Light Nights.
Almost like Young Guns film, that kind of guitar.
Oh yeah, I sing a Moonlight Shadow by Michael
Oldfield.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah,
Jovi. Where you're coming from on that? Yeah.
If this other guy that was in Deep Purple, he does it. Richie Blackmore's Night. I think it's called Blackmore's Night. And they, him and his wife, he does like a wizard, and he does a. He's got a cape. I know about cape, so respect.
I've got a cape as well.
I kind of got it. This song's called Moonshine. So no, weird noises in that.
I do too. It's what I keep saying. It's certain things that hook you into a song.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the words. It could be anything. Whether it's the drum, the guitars, the bass, the piano, whatever it could be.
Yeah.
That.
Right.
That
and
just
then
hooked me as well.
We're gonna end with the song he did about Suggs. I think it was last year.
Yeah, it's got to be last year, isn't it?
Thank you. song. You know what I mean? And it's called Who Do You Think? F-I-N-K, you are. Pretty cool. Right, he's got an uncle, Fat Pop, which I haven't heard a song off of either, so let's play that before we go.
Yeah.
Cosmic Fringes. I like that. I've come undone. It's too late to fix it. That was a lot of fun.